so I'm trying yet another wind guard approach because it took me a little too long to figure out that a lot of the wind noise is being picked up by the phone, which has until now no wind guard on it. I'm not sure how much good this is really going to do. So I'm just going to walk around a while and wait for some wind. I had a bit of a breakthrough on Sunday. It's been 4 days now, but today's Thursday. Just sort of following a hunch, following an instinct, I discovered that you can still get to the open internet through these Link NYC kiosks. And you can't get to everything. In fact, you can't really get to much of anything, as far as I can tell. You cannot type in a URL and just go to whatever site you want. But by hook or by crook, I figured out how to get to my sites. And from there, I had to go back and do some more legwork at home, but I managed to get some of the skankiest, nastiest porn you'll ever see onto the Link NYC tablet screens. And I haven't done anything illegal. I haven't broken into any account. I haven't cracked any passwords. I just found a vulnerability, and I wouldn't call it a glaring vulnerability, but still a little surprising. And the reason I went with porn is not because I get any special thrill out of seeing blowjob videos out on the street. It's because I consider these kiosks and this much of the whole smart city movement to be a vulgar and needless intrusion. So by using vulgarity itself in the form of scat porn and gang rape videos, I'm just expanding into my world what those kiosks mean to me. And I'm also, I'll admit that I'm also trying to make those people look like idiots for letting this happen. Idiots are liars. They have made a lot of public statements that turned out to be patently false. And some of them might just seem intentional to me, or knowing. In the early days, they claimed there were going to be advertising free kiosks in purely residential areas, and this was how they were going to effectively blanket the entire city with free Wi-Fi. Now, I don't know if that was just overambitious planning or an outright fabrication, but I don't think those advertising free kiosks are ever going to appear. And I don't even think a prototype unit was ever produced, although I wouldn't necessarily know. But I did see photos from some of the tech trade shows where they showed the model that's out on the street now. I never saw any photos of the ad-free model. More recently, they made this claim that you could register for health care at the New York State of Health website, and that is patently impossible, at least to do you know, from scratch. I think you could possibly log in and renew if you'd already registered the year before. But even that, like, I don't know if this is true for everybody, but I think you're supposed to upload proof of income and upload like a PDF of your tax returns, that kind of thing, which is patently impossible from a kiosk. Obviously, you could bring your Wi-Fi on your laptop or whatever, but that's not the point. And they issue these tweets that are just like, who do they think they're talking to? Like in the days before the deadline to register for healthcare, they start posting this stuff that said, go find a kiosk right outside. Yeah, probably about 5% of New York can find a kiosk right outside. But even if they did, and even if it was somehow possible to upload documents through these things, who's going to do that? Who's going to sit out on a sidewalk registering for this, you know, this famously recalcitrant website without a physical keyboard in the dead of winter? I don't understand what they think, who they think they're fooling with this, but it's one of these attempts to make it look like they're equalizing access to this sort of thing when, in fact, it's not even possible to access this sort of thing. I also suspect that their stats are hugely bloated, but I wouldn't have any way to back that up. And they also claimed it was possible to register to vote, and I never even looked at that. At that gateway. That one passed me by. So, if I have a bit of a grudge, I feel like it's reasonably well-founded. I really wanted those things to be awesome. And I think the record shows that that's true. I mean, I had a bit of skepticism about it, but I think anybody would. So in my initial enthusiasm when I discovered you could get to the internet, I knew I wanted to do this while I was still inspired. I wanted to get the porn up there, because I did it for like 2-3 days. I'm not really counting yesterday since I barely did anything, but, and already it's just like, I'm done with this. This is tedious. But in my initial enthusiasm, I was thinking of releasing the videos. I made videos of the videos as they played on the kiosks, and I was thinking of putting it all together and throwing it up on the dark web. But I calmed down a little and said, I'm gonna maybe do that someday, but I wanna go slow. I wanna get as much out of this as I can before they figure it out, because once I go live with it, you know, I don't wanna do this forever. This isn't like my next otaku fixation. I'm essentially putting together a documentary for how I did this. And they have no idea. I worry a little bit that if they know, that's the other thing, if I released it now, I'd have to probably stop doing it now, because they'd figure it out. I mean, the first thing they're gonna look for is the whitelist and the content filters. And then they might look at network activity and they're gonna see that all roads lead to my little website, which is where I've been hosting all the porn. Thank you.
If you were the food.
So I'm doing it now. See, the process starts with a call into the into one of these conference call things that I've been calling into for over a year now. This is what makes me think they're just not paying attention to any of this network activity here, or not paying specific attention. I've been getting away with that for this long. Oh, that's really funny. I just found a website that looks like it used the same map that I do. That's funny. I'm not offended by this, because if that is the same image, because I stole it from somewhere else. No, I stole it from the weather software that I bought. I wonder if that's where they got it. I'm going to look at the code for this when I get home, because just wonder if they lifted it verbatim, including all the image map stuff. And the image map doesn't work on this web browser. That's pretty funny. Anyway, I guess if I got out on the internet more, I'd probably see a lot more of this.